Hi, this is Mel Hart with the Climate Change Report. A new study published in the scientific journal Nature shows that rising greenhouse gas levels, primarily carbon dioxide, ended the last ice age, reports Sonja van Rensen at Nature. Previously, data showed that carbon dioxide levels and temperature change were closely correlated, but not that the gas caused the warming. But by analyzing data gathered from 80 locations around the world, Jeremy Shacken, a paleoclimatologist at Harvard University in Cambridge, Massachusetts, and his colleagues found that globally, warming followed carbon dioxide increases. They used 7 different records of past temperature, including ice cores, ancient pollen, and the chemical composition of fossilized microscopic life. Shacken said it's the first hard empirical proof that carbon dioxide was a big driver of global warming out of the ice age. The difference between then and now is that greenhouse gases are rising thousands of times faster now. Atmospheric carbon dioxide increased by around 100 parts per million over the course of several thousand years at the end of the last ice age. Concentrations rose by the same amount in just the past 100 years and are projected to increase even faster in the next century. For more, Google Mel's Climate Change Report. This is Mel Hart.